Hello, it's Nyaneko. Hello. Today I wanted to read the Songs of Solomon for you guys, except I feel like I wasn't focusing enough for that, to make it like a proper audiobook type of thing. I still stumble over words and it just frustrates me because I usually like to record scripts. If I'm recording scripts or reading, I usually like it to do it in one take. And I'm trying out recording without headphones on to not have that monitor. So we'll see how that goes today. It's like now I'm really talking by myself. Or to myself. My cat is sitting right behind me in the chair. She's wedged herself and she's kind of fussy right now. That's another reason why I didn't feel like I would do poetry reading or scripture reading enough justice. So I found this article. It's 14 mini essays that prove the meaning of love in 100 words or less. It's by Reader's Digest. I'll link it, for sure. But I'm just gonna read some of these out loud, and maybe it'll give some people some ideas for scripts and things like that. They're all really short. But yeah. License to Wed by Donna Kelsey in Lake Navagamon. Wisconsin? I'm so sorry. One summer day in 1957, we headed to the courthouse for a marriage license. My husband-to-be, Steve, had asked the clerk for a fishing license. She advised him a fishing license cost $1.50 and a marriage license would cost $2.50. With some thought and a smile, he chose the marriage license, and so our life together, later filled with two children, began. Whenever we had a disagreement, I would remind my husband that he could have saved money had he chosen a fishing license, and it would have expired in a year. The extra dollar cost him 53 years of wedded bliss. Cute. Mirror Image by Alana Pate, Palm Bay, Florida. In mythology, humans had four arms, four legs, and two faces. Fearing them, Zeus split them in two, forcing an eternal search for their other half. Zeus failed. When my now husband arrived at my house for our first date, I opened the door to find my other half, dressed exactly like me, head to toe. Aviator Ray-Bans, Levi's, Timberland boots, the same yellow ski jacket. After our amazed laughter, he said, "One of us has to change." I changed my clothes, but not my mind. I knew we'd be together forever. My Shining Light by Deborah Kahn Schreck, Saysville, New York. I volunteered at Ground Zero after hometown firefighters responded but never returned. Lieutenant Timothy Higgins was one of them. I felt Timmy's presence during dark moments, guiding me along every path. Working in sight of the burning piles, I met a fire marshal named Steve. I told him I was from Freeport. Steve said he'd been a firefighter with a guy from Freeport. I asked who. He replied, "Tim Higgins." I followed this path and married Steve in 2005. I think of Tim every day. He must have been a shining light. Certainly, he was my beacon. Sorry, my voice is going a little bit. All right. Destiny at the Dentist by Kathleen Curran, Canyon County, California. Having just cemented a new bridge, my dental assistant mother said to her patient, "Your girlfriend's going to love your new teeth." He replied, "I'm between girlfriends right now." She said, "Don't go anywhere. I have two daughters, Kathy and Vicky. Let me get their pictures from my wallet." Dan was still reclined in the dental chair with his bib on and wasn't going anywhere. Rushing back, she showed him her daughter's photos, saying, "Here is our phone number. Give Kathy a call. She's the older one." He called, and we've been happily married for 39 years. Thanks, Mom. A Mutual Calling by Lauren Belsky, New York, New York. Brian and I have been married 3 years, but we've been together 10. We met as AmeriCorps volunteers on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in Porcupine, South Dakota, a tucked away place with scattered population of 1,000. He taught computers and played guitar. I taught English and wrote poetry. In the volunteer house, we courted each other by making a phone out of tin cans and string. I still remember his voice in my ear, automatic goosebumps. A year later, our mothers discovered we were born in the same hospital in New Jersey, 1,600 miles away. A Beautiful Romance by Carmen Martin, Campbell, New York. He left a single red rose on my windshield. He wasn't allowed to send me flowers at work, since my husband had died only 6 months before. When the time was right, he sent me flowers on my birthday, Valentine's Day, and eventually every anniversary. The guys at work told him he made them look bad. They were joking, but he wasn't. He kept sending me flowers. He made me breakfast in bed. But most importantly, he invited my daughter and her three children to move in with us after she split from her then husband. What's more romantic than that? Love Boat Reunion by Rick Bennett, Tequesta, Florida. The moment I met Denise aboard the Love Boat, I knew she was someone special. She became my first love, but we lived 90 miles apart. After the cruise, we maintained our love affair through handwritten letters. Eventually, geography took its toll. We went on with our separate lives, yet I thought about her quite often. 30 years later, we reunited in Grand Central Station. I hired a violinist to play our love song as we held each other for the first time in 3 decades. After wishing to be with her all those years apart, we finally married. I'm going to end it here. My voice is going a bit, and I have some editing to do, because I messed up quite a few times. I'll continue this later, and then we'll read some more stuff. But yeah, hope you guys have a great day, and I'll talk to you later.